If you know anything about professional athletes, they all have coaches that they work with on a daily basis. And that's what I hope we become. I want to become your daily lean coach, helping you become a professional in deploying the lean methodologies and making change within your organization.
Welcome to the American Lean Podcast, where we cover five topics in 5 days in about 5 minutes. The only place in the world where you can get daily lean coaching. Your host is Tom Reed, and he shares his 30 years of experience and covers leadership, culture, entrepreneurship, lean methodologies, industry 4.0, and interviews special guests on their lean journey. We're glad you're here, so let's go.
Welcome in to the American Lean Podcast. This is our initial episode, and I want to talk a little bit about what we want to accomplish and hopefully turn you into a daily listener to get daily lean coaching from the American Lean Podcast. So let's start with me giving you a little bit about my background. Think back to 1986 if you can. What were you doing? I was in college at the University of Cincinnati, and I was in the industrial engineering program at UC. And from 1986 to 1989, I was lucky enough to be a co-op student at Huffy Bicycles. Now, Huffy back in the 80s was probably one of the leaders as far as manufacturing bikes for the United States. And we were facing a lot of Asian competition. Companies were bringing bikes over from Asia. During my time at Huffy Bicycles, we had hired a consulting company, whose initials were AA at the time, to come in and help us identify some things that could help us get better. Now, I can remember the industrial engineering manager being livid after they made their final presentation. He said, "We spent $100,000 on them, and they gave us a CAM presentation that they probably give to everyone." Yes, he was upset, but we did listen to what this company had to tell us. And what they were suggesting was that we begin a lean journey and use some of these lean tools that were popular in Japan at the time. Now again, remember, this was 1986 through 1989, and I think Dr. Womack was still over in Japan doing his studies and learning about things. And then soon after that, he would write the book called The Machine That Changed the World. But when we were undergoing our lean transformation, there really wasn't a lot of information available. So we had to figure things out on our own. And we did. We learned and we implemented things like pull concepts and pull systems. We put in welding cells. We had what were called focused factories. We partnered with the United Steelworkers to collapse job classifications. We tried things. We looked at the results. If we didn't get the results we wanted, we tried things again. What is that? Well, that's Kaizen, or that's following the Plan, Do, Check, Act Deming wheel. I was very lucky as a 19-year-old student to be exposed to these concepts, and oh, by the way, I've pretty much been doing them ever since then. After college, I spent 6 years in the paper industry, tried to implement as many lean methodologies as were possible. Some of the things that we did set up pull systems for our raw materials like dyes and chemicals. We used FIFO lanes in front of some of the downstream processes. But I had always wanted to be a consultant. And in the early 90s, I had the opportunity to go work at a manufacturing extension center in Cincinnati. The charter of manufacturing extension centers is to help small and medium-sized businesses increase their competitiveness. And we chose to do that using lean methodologies. I got to work with many, many different companies, companies ranging from Morton Salt and Ford Motor Company to many, many family-owned businesses. And we got to deploy and use these lean methodologies within these different companies, all trying to help them get better. In 1998, we relocated to Denver, Colorado. And I can remember hoping that I would get a job with a company called JCIT. JCIT stood for John Costanza Institute of Technology. Now, John had packaged many methodologies into something he called Demand Flow, or DFT. And we traveled the world helping companies all over the world implement DFT in all sorts of Fortune 100 companies. I can remember working with heating and air conditioning companies, a company you might have heard of called Carrier. We worked with Trinity Industries, who made rail cars and barges, which is very low volume. I also worked at the U.S. Mint for a couple years after leaving JCIT. And guess what? We mint somewhere in the range of 20 million quarters a day here in the U.S. So I got to see DFT work in both very low volume environments and very high volume environments, and it was applicable to all those industries. Pretty much since 2000, I've had my own company, and I've worked with companies all across the U.S. and Mexico. Everything from large companies like Curtiss-Wright, Procter & Gamble, Lockheed Martin, United Technologies, Stryker Medical, to name some of the bigger ones, to many, many, many family-owned businesses in all kinds of industries. I've seen everything from rail cars and barges, which are very large, very low volume, to heating and air conditioning, to refrigerators, to furniture, to computer products, to all kinds of machine shops, to auto body shops, everything in between. And every company and industry has their own unique issues, if you will. Several years ago, I was doing some lean training in a company in Alabama, again, using the typical Japanese lingo that we all tend to throw around. A gentleman in the audience raised his hand and said, "Well, why do we use this Japanese language?" So I explained the history of the Toyota production system and how Toyota had formalized a lot of the methodologies and the rules and put things to what Henry Ford had done and started. He's like, well, why don't we just use the American words for those? That got my wheels turning. And I spent a couple years thinking about it, and I finally decided, you know what? He's right. We should go back to using American terminology and get rid of the Japanese lingo. So that's why I started American Lean. I started American Lean to remove the lingo, to make it simple, and to make it so that we could eliminate barriers to adoption, because at the end of the day, we really want to just help companies get better. My hope is that you can learn from my 30 years of experience and working with companies of all kinds of different sizes within all kinds of industries. If you know anything about professional athletes, you know that they all have coaches. They want to be the best. They have coaches that help them with their meal planning. They have coaches that help them with their mental aspects of their game. And obviously, they have coaches that help them with their athletic performance. The common denominator is that they all have coaches that they work with on a daily basis. And that's what I hope we become. I want to become your daily lean coach, helping you become a professional in deploying the lean methodologies and making change within your organization. So this podcast, which should be about 5 minutes in length every day, I'm going to cover five topics in 5 days. Mondays, we'll talk about leadership, because I think we can all agree if we don't have leadership on board, we're not going to have a successful lean transformation. On Tuesdays, I'm going to talk about culture and entrepreneurship, how it's important to have the right culture to be successful. Wednesdays, we'll talk about lean tools and methodologies. On Thursdays, we'll talk about Industry 4.0, or smart manufacturing, as it's called. This is the technology change that's heading down the pipe toward your business, whether you're ready for it or not. And finally, on Fridays, we'll be interviewing a company that is on their own lean journey. Companies will range from very large organizations to, again, to family-owned businesses. Consuming information is great. What I really hope is that you take this information to make yourself and your company a little bit better every day. Since this is our first episode, I'm always going to be looking for ways to make this podcast better. So if there are topics you would like me to cover, or if you'd like to share your company's lean journey, please reach out to me at tom@americanlean.com. Until tomorrow, have a great one.
Thank you for joining us today. As always, we are honored to serve you, and we hope that you and your company are getting a little bit better every day. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and share it with others in the lean and business community. If you'd like to turbocharge your lean efforts, please visit us at americanlean.com.